Thank you for joining us for First United Methodist Church of North Hollywood's weekly podcast.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning. Happy Epiphany Sunday. Welcome to First United Methodist Church of North Hollywood on this beautiful Sunday morning. Feel free to check in on social media if that is your thing as well. I know I have already. And then please silence your phones to mute. This Sunday, we are so pleased to welcome Reverend Allison Mark with us this weekend, as we'll be hearing a message from her this morning.
Good morning. Or I should say aloha. A little bit more, aloha. There we go. It's good to be with you all today, but as we enter into a time of prayer, I think in the future I'll learn a little bit more how you do it here in North Hollywood, but I'll also ask you for your prayers and what you would like to pray for and who you would like to pray for. But at this time, let us pray. Lord of bright and abiding light, you have shown us in the person of Jesus, your Son, a new way to live. You have poured your light into the world and have asked us to live in the light. Rather than run and hide in the darkness of doubt and despair, you promise to be our light all of our days and ask us to place our trust in you. The journey in this light is risky. It means that we will have to be very serious about our service to you, giving you our best and offering hope and light to others. In this new year, we bring to you the names and situations of others for whom light seems to be a stranger, for those that are on our hearts, in our minds, and not always uttered from our lips. We have friends and family that may struggle with ill health or economic hardships, those who are broken and damaged, relationships, loss of loved ones, and anxiety. Oh God, we place them in your care. Let your light shine on them, bringing healing and hope. We pray for our world. We pray for our leaders. We pray for peace. We ask you to help us to be bearers of that light in all that we do. And at this time, I offer a time for you to commune back to God, to be in the Spirit with God, and be in silent personal prayer. Sometimes that silence is hard for us, God. But sometimes when we listen carefully for you, you are there. So it is in this time that we pray to you the prayer that our Lord Jesus Christ taught us to pray, the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Amen. Hi, guys. I'm going to invite all of the children to come up. I see some friends in the congregation, too. All the kids, can you come up? I might as well invite the teenagers, too. If you're a teenager, come on down. I am so excited. This is, I'm a first-time visitor here at North Hollywood First, and I have some old-timers here that are sitting with me, and I have my old friends that are here, too. And this is my daughter, Kyra, and we have another one in the nursery. What's your sister's name, Kyra? Your sister's Kyra? It's Samara. This is your new church family, Kai. So you see everybody here, and you got your old church family here, too. You know all these guys, Xavier and Felicia, Brianna and Kaylin, Clark and Jonathan. So we're glad that you're all here today, and I'm going to meet all of our new friends, too. I didn't get to meet you yet. Henry, and I met the Pete girls, 2 out of 3, I've been told, and I met Daniela. Well, I am just going to ask you all, how many of you have a nativity at home? Do you know what a nativity is? So I brought one of these. How many of you have seen what this is? This is like a stable. It looks like a stable. So how many of you have this exact Fisher-Price one? I know Miss Letha does. See, how many of you out there? Yep. Well, this is not the Fisher-Price one. This is just the Fisher-Price stable. So I'm going to ask, Felicia, will you be my help? Thank you. So this is our stable, and last week was what special day? What was it? Jesus' birthday. It was Christmas. That's right. So you all told the story of Jesus being born, right? And so I have a different kind of nativity. This is Kyra and Amara's nativity. We borrowed it. This is, how many of you are ready for this? What happens when you cross baby Jesus with a duck? Christmas quackers! Get it? Ha ha ha. All right. Well, we're going to retell the story, but we're going to get to today's chapter in Matthew. But so we're going to start this story. Once upon a time in a galaxy far, far away, there was, in a land far, far away, there was a mama duck, Mama Mary duck, and a daddy duck, Daddy Joseph duck. And they came and they rode on their duck donkey. And so they went door to door to all of their to all the inns, and they said, "Okay, this is a joke, guys. Knock, knock.
Who's
there? Mary.
Mary who?
Merry Christmas." But then everybody said, "No, we have no room in the inn," so they couldn't go in. So, but finally, they knocked on this innkeeper's door. Knock, knock.
Who's
there? And the innkeeper said, "They said it's me, Mary and Joseph. We're gonna have a baby soon. Do you think we could stay in your inn?" And the innkeeper said, "Well, I don't have room in the inn, but you can stay in my stable." And Joseph said, "Put it on my bill." Get it? But anyway, once they got into the manger, they saw a duck cow, another duck cow, a duck sheep, and they saw some holes places, so they might have had to use some duct tape to patch that up, right? And so as soon as they were settled in the stable, there were no doctors around. So Mary had the baby all by herself. So soon baby duck Jesus was born. At the quack of dawn, duck shepherds, where's my duck shepherd? There you are. Saw a flock of duck angels, probably formed in a V formation, and they followed the Bethlehem star and scurried over to Bethlehem. Then, this is the part of today's story. Three wise ducks came from the east. Excuse me. This is today's story. They come from the east. And they were probably speaking different languages. I'm guessing they spoke Portuguese. They were following the star, too, in the north. They came across a bad duck. I don't have him. See, I'm so glad I don't. Bad duck King Herod. And he wanted to be the golden goose. But he heard that there was going to be a new king duck. He hatched a plan, an evil plan, and told the wise ducks to let them know where they would find the king duck. So the three wise ducks right here, they waddled off, and they followed the star and came across a baby born in a manger. They came with gifts, quackers and milk, soup and quackers and cheese. In a dream, the wise ducks were told not to go back to King Duck Herod because, hey, baby, it's okay, because he was not all that he was quacked up to be. So they were about to take another road home. So they obeyed and went home another way. You remember that story when the three wise ducks or three wise men went another way? Sometimes we have one way of getting to our destination. Sometimes we just have to fly another way to get home. So I hope this duck tail quacked you up a little bit, so we can prepare to fly this journey together. So I'm going to ask you all to pray with me today. So it's a repeat after me prayer, so I'm going to ask the congregation to help too. Repeat after me. Good. Dear God, help us shine our light. Help us to be a beacon of light for others. And show us the road home. Amen. Thank you all for being here. I think you are all going to go to Children's Church right now or Sunday school. I will see, and you youth can hang out too. If your kids want to stay with your parents, you can. But Miss Letha and Alicia will be taking care of you. And I hope to see you all at the Epiphany party after church. I love parties. See you all soon. Thank you, Felicia.
Good morning, everybody.
Morning.
There's several announcements I want to call to your attention, but as always, I like to say that it's an honor and an absolute privilege to be able to stand up here and welcome you to worship at the First United Methodist Church of North Hollywood. Today is January the 7th, Sunday, January the 7th, Please join us right after the service today in the social hall, which is behind the main building behind me here. So you can get there either way, either direction, but it's going to be in the social hall today. We'll have our fellowship and our epiphany party as well. Tomorrow morning at 8:15, we'll be joining in with the Wesley School for our chapel, community chapel, and participating as we always do on Monday mornings. Wednesday, January the 10th, 10 a.m., United Methodist Women's Executive Board will meet in the Low Philo Room, and at 12 p.m., they'll be having their general luncheon and program in the same area as well. 7 p.m. that night, Boy Scout Troop 18 meets in the Scout Hut just off Backman, and choir rehearsal takes place at 7:30 p.m. here in the sanctuary. Next Sunday is Mission and Food Bank Sunday. We need cans of chili, peanut butter, and tuna as well. The 8:15 service will be led by Norman Kelsey in the Boyer Chapel. Now to your inserts. There are two items here that you'll need to see. As you see in front of you here, unfortunately, there will be no Rams this year. Sad. Too soon. Sorry, Norman. You're right. Too soon. Well, Patty reminded me of it. I'm going to blame it on her. So bring in your canned goods, and root for whichever conference that you still have any interest in at all right? Maybe forget about the game, just bring the cans, okay? Split them up equally. All right, so that will be our Super Bowl, and then we'll be doing this on today, the 14th, 21st, and 28th, all the way through February the 4th. And this is, of course, for our food bank. And next Sunday at just after the service in the lounge out these doors to your right, please come, and Pastor Allison invites everyone to enjoy refreshments as we share our hopes for the future of our church. The altar flowers today are given in honor of Pastor Allison Mark and her husband Andy Schweibert and their daughters Kara, Kyra, and Amara. So welcome to the First United Methodist Church of North Hollywood. Yay! So with those thoughts in our hearts and prayers, let us continue with this morning's worship service. Thank you.
Good morning. Today's scripture reading is Matthew 2, verses 1 through 12. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born, King of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard of this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chiefs, priests, and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Christ was to be born. "In Bethlehem, in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you will come a ruler who will be the shepherd of the people of Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out for them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and make a careful search for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me so that I too may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen in the east went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshiped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold and incense and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Since we're learning Hawaiian today, I might as well teach you how to say Happy New Year. So, everyone say Hauʻoli.
Hauʻoli.
Makahiki.
Makahiki.
Ho.
Ho.
Hauʻoli makahiki ho.
Hauʻoli makahiki ho.
Happy New Year. Happy Epiphany, happy Baptism of our Lord Sunday. If you will, I'd like to tell a quick joke, a story before we pray the prayer of illumination. So there was a small town, and there was a nativity scene in that town. It showed great skill and talent, and it had a lot of creativity had gone into creating it. But one small feature seemed out of place. The three wise men were each wearing a fireman's helmet. Totally unable to come up with a reason or an explanation, I was puzzled. And so I scratched my head and I left. So at a quickie mart on the edge of town, I asked the lady behind the counter about the helmets on the wise men. She exploded with laughter, yelling at me, "Ain't you ever read the Bible?" I assured her that I had read it. After all, I did graduate from seminary. But I simply couldn't recall anything about firemen in the Bible. So she grabbed her Bible from behind the counter and ruffled through some pages and finally jabbed her finger at a passage, sticking it in my face. And she said, "See, it says it right here. Them three wise men came from afar." Okay, sorry. This is my first Sunday. Enough jokes about ducks and firemen, firefighting wise men. This morning, as we gather together on this first Sunday of the new year, we know our Bible. We know the story that comes out of today each year. Yet each year, we are given the opportunity to hear the word with new ears and given different paths to journey on. Let us think on these things. Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts, may they be acceptable in thy sight, our God, our rock, and our redeemer. Amen. It is a blessing to be with you here at North Hollywood FUMC in this new year, 2018. We have all had many challenges, transitions, changes, heartache, and sorrow in 2017. So may this be a time for us to take a pause, to hear where God calls each of us to lead, to do, and to be. It has been lovely to meet your amazing and hardworking office staff, Patty and Eileen and Tanya, who greeted me as we came into the office. I brought my two daughters for show and tell. They took me to work, take your mom to work day, because school wasn't on January 2nd. So Kyra and Amara showed up at the office with me, and we were greeted with fun and playful Star Wars welcome baskets and Shopkins and stuffed animal goodie bags, amongst other practical goodies for the office. You'll soon find out what kind of Star Wars nerd I am. But I have known some friends that are out here in the congregation as well for a long time. Ken and Kathy Ellis, and I think I see A.B. Schwartz in the congregation. We have known each other since we were in high school. And I've met many of the Wesley School staff, and I look forward to meeting all of you and being in mission and ministry with you too. I would be remiss to not introduce and welcome my family, my daughters, aunts and uncles and grandmas and grandpas, my contingency from Holman United Methodist Church. This is my family, because as United Methodists, we are a connectional system. We are always connected as family. So I thank you, North Hollywood, for expanding and understanding of God's family right here in this sacred space. My friends, unto us, a child is born. We have just come from a long Christmas. It's not just one day, you know. We finished our last 12 days of Christmas. Yet today is a day where those Christmas giving and receiving traditions began. With the three wise men bearing gifts, perhaps impractical for a newborn baby, I'm guessing Mama Mary might have wanted diapers and casseroles and someone to do the dishes and maybe get some sleep. But these kings, these wise men, these magi, they came bearing gifts suitable for a king. The adoration of the magi can only be found in the account of the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 2, verses 1 to 12. These wise men, or magi in English, or magoi in Greek, were Zoroastrian astrologers, probably from Persia, which is now modern-day Iran. The New Testament doesn't have names for the Magi. However, traditions and legends identify a variety of different names for them, which makes it fun for us to hear the story. In the Western Christian Church, they have been all regarded as saints and are commonly known as Melchior, the Persian scholar, Caspar or Gaspar, or Jasper, or Jaspis, or Gathaspa, an Indian scholar, and Balthazar, or Balthasar, or Balthasar, with S's and A's still in there, a Babylonian scholar. These names apparently derive from a Greek manuscript probably composed in Alexandria around 500, and which have been translated into Latin and also in Greek. The Greek document from the 8th century of presumed Irish origin and translated into Latin with the title Collectania et Flores continues a tradition of three kings and their names. So as to the star that the Magi are following, it's interesting that around the time of Jesus' birth, there were several conjunctions in an 8-month period of the planets Jupiter, Saturn, in the constellation Pisces, with Mars also involved at times. To us non-astrologers, unless there's some astrologers or astronomers in the congregation, which you might already know this, that just means that some of these planets happen to line up in a certain way in the western sky. To ancient astrologers, it also just happens that that arrangement of planets and stars was interpreted as a sign that a new king was born in the region of Roman Palestine. In Jesus' time, the only king in that region happened to be Herod the Great of Jerusalem. So it would be perfectly natural for Iranian magi or magi from the east to show up at Herod's palace, asking directions to where that new baby was. And even Herod asked for directions himself from his priests and scribes. And they find the answer in the prophet Micah. A Messiah is to be born in Bethlehem. And then this is actually where the mayhem actually begins. But we're not going to go there today because we're not going to talk about the slaughter of the innocents. Today is Epiphany. Growing up in a small church on the west side of Oahu, Hawaii, one of my favorite memories is of an Epiphany parties that my mom would throw for the church. There were caroling, we sang the 12 days of Christmas, but it's Hawaiian style, of course, so we started with one mina bird and one papaya tree, and we ended with 12 missionaries. And my favorite part, kids, you'd love this, my favorite part was that we got to eat cake first. The Hawaiian version of Rosca del Reyes, the Ring of the Kings, was not only dessert first, but the tradition of whomever finds the baby or the crown in their slice of cake would be crowned king or queen of the day. Burger King crowns and all. In our tradition, the king got to rule over all of the games and the contests, including the costume dress-up of three kings with leftover Christmas wrap and ribbons. In Mexican tradition, the king had to host the Dia de la Candelaria, or Candlemas party, with tamales to welcome spring, which is 40 days after Epiphany. It was in those rich church traditions where I found my love of church, the Christ story, and God. And it is here today where my road meets with yours as we celebrate Epiphany. And it is on this road, this other road, that we have been called to travel together. The wise men didn't travel alone. They were each other's travel companions. Mary did not go to Bethlehem alone. She and Joseph went together. And even after the wise men left, Mary and Joseph took their newborn infant child, Jesus, on another road, leading them into safety as refugees into Egypt. It is during this time that we have been called to be each other's travel companions on this journey, for we do not travel this road alone. God has called us to journey together on another road. Not a new road, not a new path, but another road. Our journey together is not but flipping itself over upside down like in the popular Netflix original Stranger Things. But it's about walking the journey on the road together. It is in this journey together, in relationship with each other, that we may grieve the death of a beloved pastor, that we are called to move forward in the direction of change and transition, that we are called to support each other, which means keeping each other's pace, sometimes slowing down to walk with those who need extra care, or picking up the speed when we see that the path is smooth and clear. But most importantly, we are called to keep our eyes on the prize, for where God is calling each of us in this amazing Christmas story, that we are called to remember that we too are part of God's plan as both individuals and as the church. And on this road, like the star which the wise men followed, God's love and grace will light the way. This week, I jumped right into it. And within minutes of meeting with Nyleen and Tanya and Patty, we got a phone call of a death in our larger church family. And so I did a memorial planning with a family who attended North Hollywood FUMC many, many moons and stars ago. The husband whose wife of 48 years had passed. They reminisced with his sister. We shared stories of the days when he would ride his bike 5 miles to North Hollywood for Boy Scouts, and where he and his sister used to play hide and go seek on the grounds. Mr. Warnack shared that it was here in the Boyer Chapel that he and his bride Dee married 48 years ago. His sister shared with me singer-songwriter Dan Fogelberg's song, a song from him that she loved called Along the Road. And there were lyrics for such a time as this. Fear in the journey, joy in the coming home. A part of the heart gets lost in the learning. Somewhere along the road your path may wander, a pilgrim's faith may fail. Absence makes the heart grow fonder. Darkness obscures the trail. Cursing the quest, courting disaster. Measureless nights forebode. Moments of rest, glimpses of laughter are treasured along the road. Along the road your steps may tumble. Your thoughts may start to stray. But through it all, a heart held humble levels and lights your way. Joy at the start, fear in the journey. Joy in the coming home. A part of the heart gets lost in the learning. Somewhere along the road. Somewhere along the road. Somewhere along the road. In Matthew chapter 2, verse 11, the Magi bowed down and prostrated themselves in a posture of worship before the infant Jesus. Did they think that they were worshiping a human king or a divine king? We do not know. But these astrologers from the East traveled well over, this we do know, over 1,000 miles on a long road, or maybe no visible road, to come and worship him. We haven't gone into depth about King Herod and his religious advisors today, but it may be interesting to note that he did not travel the 6 miles between Jerusalem and Bethlehem. God's own chosen people did not recognize or worship the newborn king, but these strange, foreign, pagan wise men did, and they devoted an enormous amount of time and left some pretty pricey gifts behind. Which leaves us with a big question. How wise are we? What will we give in the way of time, talent, prayer, presence, gifts, service, and worship to serve Jesus so that we can work together to bring new people into the church and introduce them to Christ? How can we continue to be both Christmas and Easter people in this world today? Over 1,000 miles by camel is a big commitment to go to worship. How committed are we? It's a good question to ponder in this 2018. How will you worship? How will you serve your Lord? Next week, we will have the opportunity to do so as we do an appreciative inquiry listening process after worship together. So you are all invited to join in fellowship and sharing. We can journey together as you share what your visions of the church and the kingdom of God can be here and now. As you might have seen the bumper sticker, wise men and wise women seek him still. Do we have that kind of wisdom? Can we show that kind of commitment? After all, God has given us the greatest gift of all. It is for us to respond with thanksgiving and worship. In 2018, let's keep the feast. Amen. Invite the communion servers to come forward. And I also invite the congregation to turn to pages 9 to 10 in your red hymnal as we prepare for the Thanksgiving, the great Thanksgiving. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. You formed us in your image and breathed into us the breath of life. When we turned away and our love failed, your love remained steadfast. You delivered us from captivity, made covenant to be our sovereign God, and spoke to us through your prophets. And so, with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join the unending hymn.
Holy, holy, holy Lord,
God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. Your Spirit anointed him to preach good news to the poor, to proclaim release to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, and to announce that the time had come when you would save your people. He healed the sick, fed the hungry, ate with the sinners. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. When the Lord ascended, he promised to be with us always in the power of your word and Holy Spirit. And on the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took bread, gave thanks to you, and broke the bread. He gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And when the supper was over, he took the cup, gave thanks to you, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is the blood of my new covenant, poured out for you and for many and for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so, in remembrance of these your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice, in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith.
Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again.
Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here, and on these gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and the blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ. Redeemed by his blood, by your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, one in ministry to all the world until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at this heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. At this time, our communion servers will take communion. You'll be invited by the ushers to come down to receive communion. Because this table is open for all. It's open for everyone. No one excluded, sinners and saints. Whoever wants to come to receive Jesus Christ, the table is open and available. If you are unable to come forward to the table, you'll raise your hand and our ushers will show us the way. But also, if you would like to come forward and have never done communion by intinction, we will serve you a piece of bread and then you will dip it into the cup. We also have gluten-free stations as well. So please come as you are ready. The table is open for you. Let us pray. O loving and gracious God, as you have given so much to us, we return all these thanksgivings to you. We thank you for being with us and showing us and shining your light on us so that we may be a light for others. As we go forth, let us be that beacon into the world. Amen.